They described the object as round, with the perimeter brighter than the center. Lieutenant Commander checked with Washington Center radar, and was informed that 463, Chapter 5, a solution to the mystery of the UFO. Some unknown reason radar return from the direction in which the ship was supposedly seen had been blocked out at the time of the sighting. H. On July 10, 1959, Major Friend in the company of Commander visited the office of UNA to study the case file of Mrs. Swan. The record indicates that Mrs. Swan has been in touch with the following persons from the planet Or system: Alpha, Uranus Grill, Jupiter Aloma, Mercury Pona. Mercury wanted to leave human race alone to stew in its own juice. Ankar, Centaurus. The Navy indicates that through these contacts Mrs. S has been able to answer technical questions beyond the level of her education or background. The case contains records of some of the exchanges that Mrs. S has had, and while there is some loose mention of how spaceships work and of what they are made, there was little of value. Indicated that the Canadians had exploited this scientific angle. I. The S record indicated that there was an organization OEVE, which means the Universal Association of Planets, and that the organization has a project EUORMS, Earth, which is being conducted. What this project was to accomplish was not mentioned. 1. In George Hunt Williamson's book, The Sources Speak, we find some interesting correlation with the Silent Commander's contact. Williamson was reporting on his 1952 contact by radiotelegraphy and telepathy. He included contacts with Alpha of Uranus, Ankar 22 of Jupiter, and Pona of the planet Haton in Andromeda. This is an example of the correlations I'm talking about. One of these would prove nothing. Dozens of such coincidences begin to add up to a reasoned description of a theory which makes some sense out of the mass of UFO chaos. One note: in dealing with these contacts, you have to remember that Alpha, Pona, and Ankar 22 are most likely not denizens of our particular density of reality, and therefore would not be visible to astronauts landing on their planets. The really significant bulk of correlations becomes evident during the reading and deciphering of the messages and meanings of the alleged 64, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO Communications. I have selected a small, representative portion of the millions of words of contactee communications that I have read through the years, in order that the essence of what I have come to believe is the message from the UFOs may be made easily available to the reader. I make heavy use of the Haton source in these two chapters to come because the material has been gathered by the experimental group which I set up, and consequently, I have the confidence of knowing precisely how the information was obtained. I am in a craft, high above you. I am aware of your thoughts, even though I am quite some distance above. I am, at this time, in a craft which is capable of interplanetary flight. This craft has been seen by some of your people. It will shortly be seen by more of them. It may shortly be seen by yourselves if you look for it. The time is closely approaching now when we must be seen much, much more by the people of this planet. The time is now closely approaching when we must create a high degree of inquisitiveness among your people. They are quite inquisitive at the present, but they are not yet seeking. This is what we intend to do. We intend to provide a stimulus for them, to increase their seeking. The larger percentage of your people, although interested in our craft, are not sufficiently interested to seek an answer to what they see. This we intend to alleviate by stimulating a more intense interest. 2. Anyalander channels an echo of this reason for the continuing UFO sightings. Remember the purpose of these sightings. They are only to open the minds and hearts of the skeptical ones. 3. And another contactee, an Arizonan, relays this from his source: the man whose body and mind I am using to speak to you is being used by his own full cooperation. Had he not reached out, I would not have been beamed to him in answer. Yet all who reach out are not answered, for all do not reach out in honesty of purpose. Some wish to acquire some personal gratification of the moment, therefore, they do not reach a point of open acceptance necessary to receive me. I am beamed to many on your world. This man is not unique. 4. It seems that they want the people of Earth to seek on their own some answers to the mystery of the UFOs. 65, Chapter 5, a solution to the mystery of the UFO. I am speaking to you from a craft known to you as an Otivana. It is a very, very large craft compared to your standards. It is several miles in length. We have been aboard this craft here above your planet for some numbers of years. It is like a world in itself, and is used for intergalactic travel. Aboard this craft we have all of the facilities that you have in your world, plus many others. 5. They seem to be describing an often cited, cigar-shaped mothership, which is normally not in our dimension of reality and is therefore not usually visible to us. An interesting correlation here is from the book, USP, written by Dr. John Ballou Newbrough, first published in 1882. The book is said to be the product of automatic, telepathic, writing. USP tells of etheric beings traveling to Earth in spaceships to aid in the evolution of mankind. One type of ship mentioned by them is the Otivan. 6. Here is more about USP's ships, and their purpose. As I taught Corporeans to build ships to traverse corporeal seas, so have I taught Etherians to build vessels to cross my Etherian seas. As I bound the Corporean that he could not raise up in the air above Corpor, save by a vessel, so created I my heavens for the spirits of men, that by manufactured vessels they might cross my firmament. 7. Go build me an Avalanzer capable of carrying 3,000,000,000 angels, with as many rooms, capable of descent and ascent, an east and west and north and south motion, and prepare it with a magnet that it may face to the north whilst travelling. 8. And in this same time the descending stars of other gods and goddesses, the Etherian ships from far off worlds, were drawing nearer and nearer, and, on every side, the firmament was as if alive with worlds on fire. 9. Another telepathic contact states, we are thousands upon this ship number 1,235, 2,353 persons, to be exact. We are not persons exactly as you see persons, but we are of a different dimensions, different planets. We, 66, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. Congregate on this etheric ship, which is the size of a city, as you understand it would be, to accommodate the comings and goings. The purpose of this ship in orbit is to stimulate and to work with all those who are being trained to be key light centers in the western hemisphere of the Earth. 10. This is a more specific description, given by a channel in a Miami Light Center group called the Mark Age Matter Center. And how long has this type of help been coming our way? We have attempted throughout what you would consider ancient times on your planet to bring to mankind, to those who would desire the knowledge that is necessary for experiencing all of the infinite experiences created by our Creator. Some of those who dwelt upon this planet in the past have accepted these teachings and have benefited from them. Benefited far beyond anything that could be imagined by those who are not experiencing the benefits. We have attempted for many of your years to bring to all those who desire the teachings, the very simple teachings that allow you to know all. However, these teachings have not been understood very well. 11. Q. How long have they been coming into our atmosphere? A. For thousands and thousands of years. 12. Q. What is life like on your planet, as compared to our life? A. Life on our planet at one time was much like that upon planet Earth. However, at this time our entire population of sentient beings has developed into a completely unitary and combined ability of each brother of the planet known as Hatton. The combination is so strong that we are able to do many, many things. Feeling and being as one, we are seeking as one, and as our seeking has led us forward, we have found our way to be pointed directly at service, ever-expanding service. Service to all parts of the creation. And as our service has been needed, whereas before we were not capable of discovering the means to perform the service that we saw as our service. 67, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. In this manner, we have developed abilities which you may call miraculous. We have the ability to transcend what you know as time and space. We have access in a conscious manner to knowledge of which you have access only during meditation, in a subconscious manner. The freedoms which we enjoy, my friends, are there because we have begun to see that we are all one. Realization is all that is between planet Earth and the planet Hatton. On your planet as on our planet, Each blade of grass is alive with the knowledge of the Creator. The winds sing His praises. Trees shout for joy in the creation of our Infinite Father. If you are not able to see the Creator, my friends, it is a matter of seeking, and seeking, and continued seeking. And then, my friends, you will begin to realize, and to understand, that the creation of the Father is all around you. Planet Earth, my friends, is indeed a lovely planet. It will soon be vibrating in a vibratory manner which is far more associated with the realization of the Father's creation. Begin to realize, and move with your planet, as we moved with ours. There is only that which is in your mind, and within your consciousness, and within your faith, between the pain, the lack, and the limitation which you experience, and the complete freedom which in our vibration we experience. 13. Here we find the hat on identification once more and another reference to seeking. When they speak of their vibrations, they are saying in another way that they are not within our physical reality. There is also an indication here that the planet Earth may be moving into a different vibration or area of reality. We have aided many other planets within this general vibratory level. The aid is given to this level by us because we are, shall we say, at the next level of awareness, and are best able to communicate to those people who wish to enter into understanding which we share. We have dealt with many planets who are beginning a new phase of vibration. We have aided many a graduating class, and we have done so successfully. We have also failed, not once but several times. It is completely possible for us to fail if it be the will of the people of the planet we are attempting to aid. 68. Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. We come because we feel the desire that brings us here. And we give what aid we can to those who wish it. Our thoughts are available to those who desire them. However, we attempt to do this in such a way that no individual is ever in a position where he cannot accept or deny our thinking as he so pleases. Those who are vibrating within a level that will appreciate the information that we give surely recognize that which is truth. At the present time, we are far behind where we had hoped to be at this point while helping planet Earth. We had hoped to have been much more successful at reaching the people of this planet. It is possible that there will be a smaller graduation than we had hoped. 14. The reference to a graduation concerns the transition from our present reality to the reality in which many of the UFOs normally exist, one which is a comfortable environment for our higher bodies. These graduation and transition references are found in many and various places. Our purpose in coming at this time is to help speed up these reactions so you will be prepared for the changeover in the Earth's frequency. This is taking place over a number of years. Many of your people are being affected mentally and spiritually in a discomforting way, and some of them in a very spiritual way. 15. The program that is in operation is to prepare the Earth for a major rise in consciousness, to what you call Christ awareness but what we term communication with universal energy. 16. They are making themselves known to the world as a whole to lead mankind thereby into a new age as the Earth enters the more intense vibrations of Aquarius. 17. To sum up just what flying saucers are, we would say that they are mechanical devices intelligently controlled by men like ourselves. These men originate from many planets and planes, and although they are different from one another in spiritual evolvement, they are banded together in an interplanetary brotherhood or confederation of solar. 69. Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO Systems in this Area of the Universe. The purpose of this organization is to aid their brother man on the planet Earth. As the new age dawns, the sources constitute the host which is the forerunner of the promised second coming of the elder brother. The origin of the sources, however, is not the important consideration, but their mission is !18. Their most important reason for their visitation to Earth at this time is that our whole solar system is at this time in transit into a new area of space, a new density, and that this is changing the vibratory rate of the nucleus of every atom in our planet, raising it to a higher frequency. 19. Why do they come here? What is their purpose? To try to awaken within us a yearning for higher understanding so we can help ourselves in preventing any further destruction of our planet, which could conceivably have a bad effect in our solar system. It is about time we grew up as a humanity. 2020. Of course, UFO sources are not the only ones to sound the graduation theme. The Book of Revelation in our Bible discusses it in detail, as do the Edgar Case readings and that odd book, USP. In Secrets of the Andes, a contactee entity called Aramimri says, upon the horizon Armageddon is shortly to come to pass. 21 Occult analysis of the Great Pyramid at Giza seems to predict a transition period, as do the ancient predictions of Nostradamus. These references to the end of things as they are certainly not a new thing. We devote a chapter to this subject later in this book. For now, I'll just say that basically the theory has all of us moving into a new area of space, a new vibration. It will be a higher vibration. The higher body of each of us will be our basic body, just as the physical body is here. This higher vibration, in which many of the UFOnauts already dwell, allows for a much more direct control of the environment by mind. Back in the 50s, contactees were talking about that time in the near future when telepathy, telekinesis, and other paranormal abilities would be commonplace due to the advance of our solar system into the higher vibration space. As G.H. Williamson's contact, Brother Philip, put it, 70, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. The messenger shall come unto you, even as it was in the days of Pentecost. And the living tongues of fire shall descend upon you, the gifts of the Spirit will come unto you. And some shall manifest the gift of healing, and some the gift of tongues, or discernment, and the others. 22. Man has the capacity to express the full spectrum of creation in all of the variations and harmonies of the divine thought, for man was created as a creator. He has only to learn to express these harmonies from his creator, and there is no end to the extent and the beauty of the expression of life which he can manifest. 23. You are beginning to know things. You are beginning to hear things. You are beginning to sense them and to use mental telepathy. You are beginning to see beyond the physical vision. When you close your eyes, pictures form, colors that you do not see in the three-dimensional, or in the earth plane, begin to flash before your eyes. You do not know where they come from, because you are going into the fourth dimension. Man has always been in the fourth dimension, because man always has contained an etheric body while he lived in a physical body on this planet. But that physical body is now being transmuted into the etheric body, more closely attuned so the etheric body can be the operating or dominant body while on this planet. 24. One can only wonder if the continually increasing number of children now beginning to display these abilities might not be the promised harbingers of the new vibration. So the UFOs are here, they say, for a specific purpose, at this specific time. There are like a red alert to our inner self, an alert that it is time for us to remember who we are, and why we are here. Behold, a fairer time is with you than any men have dreamed of. Behold, there is a gladness again in the heavens when a host not of earth is seen of all shepherds. 25, 71, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. We of the Confederation are here, as I have said, in great numbers. We are allowing your people to see us. At present we are allowing more of your people to see us. You can see us, as this instrument has. I will appear to you in the very near future. I will be seen in your skies. It is only necessary that you continue in your seeking. You see, my friends, it is truly written that, in order to find, you must seek. That is the scheme of things at this time. All of our efforts have been directed towards fulfilling this simple phrase, seek and ye shall find. Why do you think we have been so elusive? This was wisdom, my friends, that it is necessary to seek in order to find. You will understand this wisdom, if you think about it. It is a very old and tried system of producing an increase in the awareness of an individual, for only he himself can produce this increase in awareness. We cannot impress it upon him. But he can very easily increase his awareness many, many fold. But the seeking is necessary. 26, and we will always continue to learn. 4, take away curiosity and take away the thrill of living and seeking and man could not exist. There would not even be a creation. So we shall never reach the end of that road. We shall always seek. 27 Boiling this basic desire of the UFOs to help us down to a workable plan seems to entail first of all the requirement that the UFOnauts have a great deal of patience. They want to help us without pushing us around. In advertising jargon, one could say that they're giving us the soft sell of all time. I am aware that many of the people of your planet consider that we have wasted too much time in our attempts to awaken the slumbering population of your planet. We would greatly prefer to act much, much more rapidly, but the speed and the degree of our activities must be regulated, not by us, but by you. The acceptance of us by the total population of this planet is the only governing principle that controls our activities. We will, very shortly, increase these activities. More and more of our craft will be seen by the people of your planet. This can be done because they are willing to accept us. We will do this, in order that their curiosity will be stimulated. This curiosity will then lead them to 72, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO Seeking the Truth of Our Presence. This truth is what they desire, even though they do not consciously realize it. 28. Give help without obligation. Lead without dominating. This is the mystic virtue. 29. The UFOnauts report that they have quite a bit of experience at making contact with populations such as ours. Their technique seems to be gradually acclimatizing the people of this planet to their presence. From the days of the first widely publicized sightings, and Orson Welles' historic radio broadcast of the War of the Worlds that caused such panic, we have come to a time when there is a high degree of acceptance of the UFOs among young people, with little indication of fears of attack. We may think that, okay, if they really are here, they should get on with it. Land. Make contact now. But in the light of their statements about the speed of their actions being regulated strictly by our acceptance of them, we can begin to understand their elusiveness. For though the young do tend to accept them, many of the rest of us do not. Also, we occasionally find indications that their lifespan does not have the limitations of ours. As the contact Hoover tells Pew Harridge, we occupy our physical bodies for about 1 million years at a time. 30. This would definitely make a time difference of 50 or 100 years much more acceptable. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here to serve you. It is a great privilege, yet we must remain aloof. This is our understanding of proper service, for in serving your fellow man, it is necessary that you serve his exact wants and needs. You cannot determine for him what these are. Therefore, if his wants and needs lie outside the limits of your ability or your desire to serve, it is best that you remain aloof, as we. There are, however, many, many of your people who desire exactly our service. For this reason it is impossible at this time to come among you. For this reason it is necessary at this time to act through instruments such as this 1.31. It is necessary that if an individual is to make progress in a spiritual sense, that it be a result of an inner directed seeking of his own, rather than an outer directed commandment given to him by an organization of religious or other nature. For this reason, it is necessary that we do not make ourselves too generally known and accepted by the people of 73, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO Your Planet. If we were to do this, then the inner direction of their seeking would be for the most part lost. This is the basic reason for the conditions that you experience in your present physical environment. These conditions have been selected by yourselves, and by others, and they are a natural consequence of the creation, so as to act upon the consciousness of the individuals and create an atmosphere which will produce the inner directed seeking for truth of which I spoke. Unfortunately, many of the people of this planet at this time are so involved with activities that are of an extremely transient and unimportant nature that they do not have opportunities for experiencing the growth of an awareness that is necessary in order to accomplish the seeking that they actually desire. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator have attempted to balance between too much exposure of our craft to the people of this planet and too little exposure, if we were to become too much a common phenomenon, so that our presence was beyond question, then we would eliminate, at least in part, a large interest in seeking for spiritual truth. This may seem to be a strange or unusual point of view, but we have observed this in the past, and since the basic reason for the physical isolation of a people such as yourselves is to cause an inner directed seeking, then it is evident to us that we should follow, as closely as possible, this plan. Our craft and our people have visited this planet many, many times in the past. This was done only after the civilization that we visited was ready to accept us. This was done only after the civilization had reached a satisfactory level of inner directed seeking of the truth of the creation, and therefore it was displaying the principles of love and brotherhood that are the product of this seeking. We are at this time forced by conditions over which we have no control to visit the civilizations of your world, even though they have not reached a state of spiritual awareness satisfactorily high enough for our contact. This presents a problem. The problem is that we must approach a part of the peoples of this planet without distressing the rest. We are attempting to do this. It is necessary that the evidence of our visits and our communications be of such a nature that it can be rejected or accepted by anyone who is exposed to it. There will be, unfortunately, a degree of infringement upon the people of this planet. 74. Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO Who Do Not Wish to Accept Our Contact. This is an unfortunate condition, but it is one with which we must deal, since at this time it is necessary that those of the people of this planet who are seeking truth be given truth. It will not be necessary to prove to these people that what we are giving them is truth, for if an individual has reached an understanding of truth through the inner directed seeking of which I spoke, then he will recognize this truth when it is given to him. It is therefore only necessary that we, by some means that will not disturb those who are not seeking our contact, give to the rest of the people of your planet that which they seek in a form that is suitable. This, then, is our service, to lend a helping hand up the ladder of spiritual evolution to that part of the people of this planet at this particular time, a time that is unique in the history of this planet, a time that must be dealt with in a more direct and forceful way than previous times and experiences in the history of this planet. We are extremely privileged in being able to offer this service to those who seek it, and our service is largely given to them through the process of their daily meditation. If they are to avail themselves to this service, it is necessary that they do so through meditation. 32. It is not our policy to fraternize with the natives of any of the worlds we supervise. We did that in eons past and it brought disaster to all and gave rise to fantastic legends in your own world. 33. Karmically we cannot overrun nor overrule, as you would put it in your parliamentary terms, your mass desire. We could not do that. Don't you understand that? You are there to set up the desire and to help them have a desire for us. But we cannot interfere, or cannot overrun them. Please understand this basic rule of the universal law. Please, it is very important. Don't expect us to come down and force you into seeing us or accepting us. This must be accomplished from the earth plane level. Please understand. 34, 75, Chapter 5, A Solution to the Mystery of the UFO. We must remember that according to universal law, our space visitors cannot interfere with our progress on Earth. Since the Earth is only a classroom in the Father's many mansions, certain lessons must be learned before Earthman earns graduation to higher spheres. An eighth grader doesn't enter the first grade to make fun of the students because they do things more simply than himself. Likewise, spacemen aren't going to step in and dictate to us, they are going to let us learn our lessons in our own way, even though they will undoubtedly be painful lessons. For the history of the Earth has proven this to be always true on this sorrowful planet! 35. The space people themselves state that by universal law they cannot interfere with man's progression upon the Earth. 36. The one thorniest question asked of ufologists is why don't they land? Or, put another way, why don't they contact our governments? If you accept these contactees' messages, then this thorny question is thoroughly laid to rest. The UFO nauts in this particular group look upon planet Earth as a place with one function, the growing of people. Not their bodies, but their spirits. Hence they are concerned only with this people's spiritual growth. They are celestial gardeners here to enrich the etheric soil of mental communication which is available to everyone through meditation. We cannot come directly to you, and land upon your surface and speak with you. For it would do no good. We must provide a spark, a clue, something for a start of seeking. Seeking that results in finding the truth that is within you.